This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The jerseys, you look like a guy that could totally change his own oil, a man's man. That just goes to show you how looks can be deceiving. I am the least man's man you're going to find all week. You know what I'm good at? Writing checks.
There's lots of way to be man's man.
Which way am I?
Like that good hangout, play sports, get some tattoos, that kind of
okay.
Man's man.
I'll live with that.
They're all different kinds.
I will take that.
Because I feel like I'm a man's man, but I'm definitely not a handy man. I can't fix nothing.
No.
I can move stuff, though. I can do that. If it needs to get out of the way, I can do that.
Like when you move that dresser over there, we got
that
in the studio, whatever the hell that thing is.
Oh, yeah, the cabinets.
Rach and I were like, okay, I'll get this in. You get that in. Wheeler, you get
like,
the middle.
I got
he's
it.
Like,
I got it. It'll move. Don't worry.
DGS Happy Hour?
Would love to.
Where we all throw something out that just an interesting topic. Rach, you want to start it?
Sure, I'll start. I don't know how. I thought this was interesting. Maybe you guys won't think so. So I don't regularly shop at Walmart, but a couple weeks ago I went in for the first time in like several years and had my items that just had like some candy that I was buying. And I tried to go up to what looked like a self-checkout lane. And the two employees who were leaning on the counter talking to each other acted like I was insane. And they were like, this is not self-checkout. You have to go wait in line. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. So I go, I wait in line. Had a much better experience with one of the cashiers there. She was actually closing her lane down and let me come over and check out really quick, which I very much appreciate.
Did you buy just candy?
Just candy. Yeah. I just went in and got
I just find your life
candy.
Interesting. You're going to Walmart for
I
candy.
I was in the area and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stop in and see
bet
what kind of
candy
candies
there.
We've got. And they did. They had these sour gummy Skittles that I had never seen before. They were just okay. But it was fun to try them. I've been on a sour candy kick lately. Anyway, not relevant to the story, Rachel. Get back on track. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because I saw a story earlier today about a TikToker who said she tried to do the same thing as I did. She tried to use these self-checkout lanes, what looked like self-checkout lanes, but it turns out these are special lanes that are only for Walmart Plus members. So Walmart Plus is a $99 a year membership. There are plenty of perks with this. Like, I looked it up just to try to research what I was talking about a little bit. You get, like, a Paramount Plus login. You get free shipping no matter the size of the order, free pickups, all this stuff. So, I mean, this is something that's going to be great for a lot of people. But she was making the point of, like, I'm not going to pay to use this certain self-checkout and effectively pay to bag my own groceries. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The way society is shaking out nowadays, the way these companies are running, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, like if you want to use this service, you are going to have to pay us $100 a year if you want the convenience of going through the quick checkout lane.
Yeah.
It just feels a little backwards to me.
Yeah.
Again, you're not paying just for that. You're getting a lot of other stuff too, but I thought that was an interesting way of putting it.
I have noticed, and I'm not saying that I'm above this. If I thought that this was a value, I would offer it. I have plans to do my own national podcast separate from the DGS. And one of the big things in that world are the upgrades. You know, you get it for free, but if you want access, it's this much. And if you want to go on a trip to Ireland with Dave, it's that much. And so I think that business in general has sort of caught on to that, that there's a whole lot of like, you know, for just a little bit more, you can have your own checkout line at Walmart.
Yeah, and it's like, I understand it when it comes to a podcast or something. Like, there's a couple podcasts I pay for the Patreon. I want those extra episodes. It's worth it to me. But for me to go buy candy and then, like, use the self-checkout, she makes a really excellent point of, so in order for me to do this myself and actually remove a task from your staff, I have to pay you money? That's really silly.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Kev, what do you got?
All right, so we talk a lot about AI things, and there's another story that I saw that makes me ask the question. I'm going to ask the question first, and then I'll give you guys the backup for why I think we need to do this.
Okay.
Should we allow anyone under 18 to have an AI companion?
Mm. No.
My answer is no. You cannot go see a rated R movie until a certain age. We have age limits for all. Video games have age stamps on them.
And why do we have those rules?
Because they're not ready for those things.
You don't make great decisions.
So what I saw was a study that showed that 72% of teens in the U.S. have used AI companions at least once. 52% use them several times a month. And this is just in the beginnings of all this, right? It's not, as we've talked about, it's not even real AI yet. It's getting there, but it's not there yet where it's actual artificial intelligence. We need to get off our asses now and start writing laws. Like, if you're under 18, you cannot legally sign up to have an account like that. You know, was the one last week we were talking about the two different ones. There was the bad panda or something,
Annie,
and then there's the girl that
I
was...
I forget the name of the panda. It was like
Bad Rafa Panda.
Yeah, Bad Rudy,
just
maybe?
Bad Rudy.
And right? Annie.
So we talked about that and what they're all about. We need to get going on this stuff now because you don't need 13-year-olds with AI companions. In fact, one of the problems was that a third of those kids that said they used them said that that companion made them feel uncomfortable at some point during the interactions with things it was saying to them, questions it was asking them. So what's the delay? Why is this hard? This should be an easy thing. Congress goes and says, look, we've got age limits for the types of movies you can see, for the things you can drink, whether or not you can vote, all these things, because we don't think the mind is ready for these things before you're 18. We want you to grow up a little bit. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just internet access.
Drinking.
Yeah, this is not just internet access either, right? This is an artificial intelligence of some sort that is building a relationship with a child, legally a child. And again, it doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. It might, but that's not safe. Until we know it's safe, right? Err on the side of knowing it's safe before you allow it. But we got our heads so far up our asses on anything related to technology. Mm-hmm. We're going to wait until kids are, you know, involved in unfortunate tragedies before we actually do anything about it.
Full agreement. Andrew, what do you got?
I have something in common with Kim Kardashian. Finally.
I've always said
all
that.
This time.
Well, it's features, right?
Yeah, I got butt implants. no, we're both sick of Sydney Sweeney. I'm sick of this woman. I'm sick of seeing her on every commercial specifically.
What did Kim say? I didn't see what Kim said about her.
Oh, you haven't seen this. Okay, so Jeff Bezos's wedding was a couple weeks ago, right? It was a big thing. People are still talking about it. It was the event of the century, according to the celebrities who were invited for God knows what reason. But Kim Kardashian went for one very specific reason, apparently, and that was because she really wants to be asked out on a date by Tom Brady. So she went there. She wanted Tom Brady to ask her out, but he spent all night talking to Sydney Sweeney, who everybody could not stop paying attention to because she's Sydney Sweeney and she's young and hot and whatever. And so she was getting very, very mad and very upset. And according to these sources, she's starting to realize that she's not the hot, you know, the thing anymore. You know, she's in her 40s and she's got, you know, 3 or 4 children at this point. And you know, people are, for what it's worth, a little scared off by Kanye. So, you know, she's been single for a very long time and it's like eating her up inside and it's really starting to mess with her and bring out the worst in her. And I feel the same way. Sick of Cindy's.
I never thought of Kim Kardashian as a real person when it comes to dating. Mm. But if it were a real person you met and they had a crazy ex, since you're not in a relationship with them yet, that could cause you to go, I think I'm going to pass on this one.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Kim Kardashian, I just don't think of her as a real person. And I know she is. And she has her own weird little world where she is a real person. So, yeah, I guess I could imagine people in her weird world looking at Kanye and going, I'm going to pass on this.
I mean, she's worked very hard to not seem like a real person, right? Like, that's true. Kind of been her whole thing, has been like, I am like a being above it. Would you say that that's kind of accurate, Rach, or do you?
Yeah, how do I say this without being mean? It's almost like if you spend your entire life focused on your looks, when you start to age and those looks inevitably start to fade, like you're gonna feel this way. I'm not saying, I mean, it's just one of those, right here. Well, it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah,
like,
you're surprised that he likes the hot 20-year-old. Like, newsflash, that's what men are drawn to generally.
Well, also, that's what she took advantage of when she was 27.
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding.
So when she was 27, it was totally cool. But now that she's not, and by the way, This irritates me because, first of all, one of these two people has actual talent and the other one has none. The other one is known because she did a sex tape and then she's got famous rich family members and was on a reality TV show. That's it. That's Kim Kardashian. Now, has she built something out of that? Sure, she's rich, but she started rich.
So I didn't necessarily.
Rich, so this, like, I'm sorry. You're jealous of someone that's more talented than you.
This isn't exactly where I wanted it to go.
You just want to yell at Sydney Sweeney. Sorry,
no,
buddy.
No, it's saying like I it does show a certain lack of force, because I don't think Kim Kardashian is completely without any like smarts or talent or anything. But it does show a certain lack.
She was born on third base and thinks she hit a triple.
It does show a certain lack of foresight for, like, yeah, eventually you will be 45 years old and have 3 or 4 children running around. And, like, you know, you gotta find what your life is now.
You know, this whole thing's like, oh, she's been single for so long. You're shooting for Tom Brady.
I mean, that's
how about you shoot for a regular dude? I guarantee you there are a lot of regular dudes that would show up for Kim K. But no, I gotta have Tom Brady.
But don't you, to me, the bigger, more interesting story is that humans go through human things regardless of their station in life.
Yeah.
It's weirder.
That's kind of what I was trying to say clumsily, is that it's like, this is what happens. Like, you don't get to be the young, hot girl forever.
No matter how much money you
nature
have.
Nature does not allow for that. You are eventually, even though, I mean, Kim Kardashian, I would kill to look like Kim Kardashian. She's still an insanely attractive person, but she's not in her 20s anymore. Mm-hmm. People are always going, like, youth is very attractive, especially if you're Tom Brady and you can choose from any woman on the planet, essentially. I mean, like, it's just a weird thing to be like, oh, man, it's like, dude, like, this is just the way life works. You can't be on top of the world forever. You can't be the prettiest girl in the room forever. It just doesn't work like that.
Man, I've always disliked her. Now I dislike her more. Zero self-awareness, zero understanding of the fact that you've basically had every break in your life. And now you're sad because you can't have Tom Brady.
Well, and then Tom Brady.
Come on, man.
Okay, I love that we're just in like a full celeb gossip sesh right now. This is making me very happy. So the other Tom Brady story is that he was like going on dates or talking to Sofia Vergara, mm-hmm. the lady from Modern Family. Very gorgeous. But apparently his people are like, she's too old for Tom. And that makes me go like, dude, she's completely age appropriate. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where it's like, you could be the most beautiful woman on the planet. It's still going. I mean, it just cycles through like that. Like Sydney Sweeney is the hot thing now. Like, don't reveal that it's bothering you, because it's like, that's just the way life works.
Can I do mine real quick?
Yeah.
Any fans of Pee-wee's Big Adventure here?
From back in the day?
Remember where his bike, where he found it?
No.
At the Alamo.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to be a permanent fixture there from now on.
That's cool.
They're going to have Pee-wee's bike at the Alamo.
Feel like there were more important things.
I'm not sure I like that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, that's an important historical site, and we're going to have
terrible. It's a bastardization of American culture.
Like,
his big comfy chair is going to be at the 9/11 memorial forever. It's like,
yeah.
I just feel like there's more important things for the Alamo.
I mean, that's what the Alamo's known for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DGS 325. If ever in my lifetime the U.S. government is going to divulge that we have a Bigfoot in captivity, it's the next few days. Because Trump is running scared from this Epstein thing. Now he's releasing all the MLK files?
That's what the story is today. That so this is from the Associated Press, too, so it's not some weird association of nothing. They are now releasing all the FBI records on Martin Luther King Jr., despite his family's not wanting that to happen. Again, not saying that any famous person should have the will of their family always obeyed, right? I mean, like... Right. You know, he was a historic figure, but it's just awfully convenient.
And it won't matter
that we're just throwing stuff out there.
You think it's just going to piss people off more?
I just think people don't care. Like I was saying last week,
yeah.
The people that are super into the Epstein stuff and the, you know, dark pedophile conspiracy, whatever. These are like not just single issue voters. These are single issue humans.
Yeah.
These are people who don't care about anything except that.
Yep.
So you can release all the Bigfoot files, all the alien files, all the Martin Luther King files, all the JFK files. They don't care. There's only one thing they're after.
That's 100%. And it's, you know, look, it's certainly not all of his supporters, right? I think probably you'd bet that most of his supporters don't care that much about it. But they spent a lot of time actively recruiting this particular group of people the last election to get over the hump, right? I mean, that was an extra group of people that probably don't normally vote, but they jumped in and they bought the sales. And the, you know, he the president, Donald Trump, and a lot of his people, including his sons, have been calling for the release of all the Epstein files for years. And it was part of the campaign in many ways. Like, oh, we'll let it all out there. We don't care. Well, those people, Andrew's right. Those people only care about that. The QAnon people don't care that much about any of this other stuff.
What are we missing? I've never thought there was much to the Epstein stuff apropos of Trump. I figured they were both creepy with girls. They bonded over it, but there is no there. But I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, I mean, that's where I am too, Dave. I was never... I never like did a deep dive into this. It wasn't something that kept me up at night or anything. The administration's reaction to all of this is making me go, okay, like,
same.
What's going on? Like, why are you being so cagey about it? Why was there a list sitting on Pam Bondi's desk and now you can't believe we're all still talking about this? What are you talking about?
I mean, remember the big day when they released all those files? Remember that? They had all the right-wing influencers running out going, look what I got, because they were making a big deal out of it. This is what you bought yourself, is the negative attention. And I think if you want to play along with conspiracy theorists, I don't have to believe that Trump is necessarily in there. I could believe that. If there's a lot of powerful people in there, all it takes is the powerful people going, don't do this, We got your back.
The pompousness of love. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 3:35. It's Dave Murray time. Dave, you see what people are saying on
That's
the stream?
Mitch.
Nope.
It's their favorite time of day.
Dave, it's your friend Mitch from last week. He's recovered from the... He was texting in last Friday. He was recovering from wisdom tooth surgery last Friday.
Yeah.
I think he was still on... the painkillers, but he's normal now, and he just loves Dave Murray.
Was he goofy last week?
Mitch was fun, man. He's a good dude. He's funny, but
I missed that one.
He is a huge Dave Murray fan.
He likes me not high.
But he was like last week, could not wait for Dave Murray time.
There you go.
Hi, Mitch.
He says, I'm back to normal.
Oh, there they are. I see it right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm not ready for Dave Murray time today because what you're going to say.
News.
Yeah, it's not great.
Hey, today, a great example. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. Mm-hmm. Temperature-wise, we're in the 80s. We can kind of handle that. But the humidity, dew point temperature, like 73, 74, thanks to the morning showers, kind of kept our temperatures down. Today, by far, the coolest of the week. Mm-hmm. Extreme heat warning goes through Thursday evening, July 24th. Most likely goes longer than that. And just so I don't have to say heat index all the time, in this stretch, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, heat indexes of 105, 110 degrees. And that happening 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so a little lower on either side of that. But it's not going to be pretty. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid. Temperatures respond very quickly. 97 for the high, the heat index 108 tomorrow. The record air temperature tomorrow is 108 from 2017. Mm. All the records the rest of July are over 100 degrees. Warm and humid on Tuesday night, 77. Evening temperatures holding in the 90s. The city stays above 80 degrees. Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, 99 each day. The record on Wednesday, 108. 1934. The record on Thursday, 111 from 1934. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's still hot. It's still humid with temperatures mid-90s, let's say 95 to 98. There's going to be a bit of a bump up in scattered thunderstorms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So temperatures will be jumping on as you get under a storm. Temperatures could drop into the upper 70s, but the humidity goes sky high. And there's a lot of questions about next week. There are some signs that what we call ridge runners, these thunderstorms that penetrate the high from the north and northwest, that pattern may get a little bit stronger. But there's also some indication that a new Bermuda high takes over very quickly and digs in equally, if not stronger. So there's a possibility this could go on for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yep.
Man.
Now, you want some distant hope, and it's really distant. There is a little tropical spin out in the South Atlantic. it looks like if that pulls together, it's got a long way to go. It could get into the Gulf of Mexico, could go into South Texas. That gets my interest. Now, we're talking maybe two and a half weeks from now. It gets my interest because a storm in that location usually breaks these Bermuda highs down.
Okay.
So, something to put in your bonnet.
Well, tomorrow evening, I will be playing on the AstroTurf 60 and plus baseball. So if anyone has like an Uber service for ambulances, you want to make a little extra cash.
Oh, you'll be fine at 7 o'clock. Wait till you do that at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. We'll just have the ambulance on standby. Be parked outside
just
the game.
Everyone on my team should just dial 9-1.
Speed the process up a little bit.
That's good.
They weren't kidding around the other night. Dave, I've played 3 games now, and all 3 have been rainouts.
Okay. So you played well.
So I have committed no errors. I've made no outs. I've drank about 6 beers. So it's a banner season so far.
That's the way to play.
Maybe my best ever.
That's not a bad ratio. 6 beers, no outs. That's
right.
A great ratio.
Yeah. That's what they should use instead of OPS. BPO, beers per out.
Yeah, that's good.
Headlines are H.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. You know, all this talk of hot weather probably has us all wondering the same thing. When is the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte returning this year? Well, luckily for you guys, I have the answer. It is rolling out this year on August 26th. That's the drink's latest arrival since 2022. So I know everybody's real excited to get their nice piping hot.
Dave summed it up pretty well.
Pumpkin spice latte.
That's my feel too.
How about it? How about it?
You guys know that $6.2 million banana that's part of the art piece? It's taped up onto the wall.
Yes.
Someone just ate it again. Someone took the banana off the wall and consumed it. But no one seemed too upset, mostly because this is actually the 4th time someone has eaten one of these bananas. The security team basically reacted quickly and calmly. They have an internal procedure to deal with this, and the artwork was reinstalled a few minutes later.
I mean, there's an endless supply of bananas to stick to a wall.
Which don't they have to replace it if it gets rotten, right?
I would think so,
Of course, that is the point of art, is that it's ultimately replaceable at any moment.
Robert online says, those of us who make our living outside are going to feel this when everyone stay safe.
Robert,
I'm bitching because I have to play a baseball game at 7:15 and there are people out there putting down blacktop. So. Yeah.
Laying down the asphalt. That's right. Don't forget your pets, too. They need extra water,
100%.
Extra care on the asphalt.
Don't just leave them outside.
Too hot.
I know they sometimes want to be out there until they don't.
And Dan on the stream brings up the fact that Theo from The Cosby Show has passed away. Malcolm Jamal Warner is dead at the age of 54. He died in an accidental drowning. This is very tragic.
Yeah.
On vacation. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Always liked Theo when I would watch The Cosby Show.
I liked him in other stuff, too. He did a little bit of stuff afterwards.
He's had some parts here and there, and he's always done a really good job. Let me get headlines pulled back up here. Alaska Airlines flights have resumed after they had to ground all of their planes because of an IT outage. This is just getting a little terrifying to see the way our airplanes and that entire industry seems to be hanging on by an absolute thread.
Did you guys
these
see
days.
The latest one?
No, I don't think so.
The one with the B-52?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually. Ooh, man.
There is a regional aircraft, maybe 30, 40 people, and the air traffic told them, you have a B-52 right there. And so they did some crazy turn and looped around to miss them.
Yeah.
And then being a regional aircraft, you're right there next to the people. So they started telling everyone, and one lady recorded it.
Yeah.
So that's how we know.
They were explaining what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
John Fetterman is pushing cash payments bill with a colleague from the GOP, saying every American should be able to use paper currency. The proposal provides an exception if there is a device that converts cash into prepaid cards without any fee. It also allows exceptions if a person cannot accept cash payment due to a sales system failure or because they temporarily don't have enough cash available to provide change. But generally, I agree with this. I think in the United States of America, you should be able to pay with legal tender.
Yeah. Absolutely. Says it right on the note.
Says it
right
on the note.
I love paying in cash.
And
yeah, you can't do that, by the way, at almost any sporting event anywhere.
I know that.
Everything is cashless.
Yep. Yep. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Let's do one more story for you guys. Chips Ahoy is launching limited edition cookies that are inspired by Stranger Things.
We let it go.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We weren't going to bring it up.
Stranger.
Can I do it, though?
Things. Yes, please.
Inspired by Stranger Things. And we all just went,
You're doing a good job, sweetie.
Good job.
Keep going.
It's so good, Rachel. So good.
The cookies are going to have red strawberry filling that oozes through chocolate, like the riffs to the Upside Down, if you are familiar with the show. I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah, probably for the best.
The cookies will be available nationwide starting August 11th. So I might pick up a pack of those. They look kind of tasty. Next time I go to Walmart to buy my candy, I will also
make
buy some
sure you
some
get
cookies.
That special checkout privilege. Good looking
mom. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, guys. DJ S on KMOX. As you know, every now and then I like to feature my live endorsement clients, especially when it is apropos of something. And much to the chagrin, I'm sure, continued chagrin of the Coldplay gate couple, Susan L. Ward has asked if she could have her little say about what went on. Susan L. joins us now. Great to talk to you, my love. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you for having me.
So when you saw this, you had to be like, you got to be kidding me.
No, I wasn't. I was like, well, no surprise there. It's just like, oh my gosh, what a crazy public way to be, you know, to be outed, so to speak.
So does this happen much in your practice? Like things this, not certainly not on a national level, but do you see this kind of thing happen a lot?
Yeah, I mean, what happens is people will be out in public and they're doing things and going to events. And, you know, there's always a neighbor or a Facebook friend or a somebody that's going to take a look. And, you know, everybody thinks that they need to put their own opinion into the court of public opinion. And you know, if you're out there, no judgment, but, you know, you are running the risk of somebody seeing what you're up to. And then the court in Missouri can consider conduct, you know, when we're talking about divorce.
Yeah, it's probably going to get worse. Well, it is going to get worse. But I think in 2025, we can finally say, like, just assume you're on camera.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no question about it. You know, and whether the event or the getting caught or the whatever carries a lot of weight is a debate. And, you know, here in the metro area, it's not necessarily going to change the trajectory of things other than if there is financial proof that the other party benefited, you know, and that the marriage didn't. And then, of course, flagrant behavior that would involve, you know, your kids being entwined in something that would be considered at a higher level by the court.
So, adultery is not the only kind of bad behaviors that people engage in that are relevant to a divorce proceeding. What other kinds of things can a judge put into it?
Addictions, you know, of any type, be it gambling, drugs, alcohol. That certainly, to the extent that dependencies impact your kids, so make them unsafe, make them scared, make that whole thing unhealthy. Financial, you know, gambling can run into that kind of problem. Or even like what we call a wasting, which would be one party gets mad during the divorce and just decides to stop paying the house mortgage and it goes into foreclosure. That's a wasting, and that's conduct the court could look at.
And it's been so long since I consulted a divorce client, but I used to tell them, because as you well know better than me, a lot of times clients will come in with the story, like, you've never heard anything like this. And you're like, yeah. First of all, yes, I have. Secondly, the most difficult person to shock in the world is a divorce judge, right?
I think that's true. I definitely think that's true. Because most of them were divorce lawyers, at least, you know, a good portion of them. And although it gets, there's always something different after 34 years, I'm finding, it's still their life. That's what's most important, is the clients think it's the worst thing that I've ever heard because it's the worst thing that could ever possibly have happened to them. So there's a lot of empathy that has to go into that equation of it's their life that is experiencing this kind of crazy for the first time ever.
Just curious, Susan, I'm sure you've had clients on both sides of the fence. When you have a bad actor, is your advice typically just, look, everyone knows, let's not make a big deal of it. Let's not fight it.
To admit it? Yeah. If the writing's on the wall and, you know, either the Jumbotron or the Facebook or the phone pictures show it, just you better be prepared to deal with it right out of the box, right up front.
Anything else going on you want to let people know about?
We have moved to bigger, better space in De Pere, so we are pretty close to West County Mall, just west of there, and we are super busy, but looking forward to help or talk to anybody that needs, you know, just needs insight into the process.
Yeah, what I always say in my live endorsements is, you should be talking to Susan before you talk to anyone else. Talk to clergy,
100%.
Talk to a friend, talk to a pastor, but don't make any decisions. And in fact, before you talk to your spouse, I would talk to Susan, right?
Exactly. Don't act first. Yeah.
Susan, how do people get a hold of you, hon?
314-783-9400 or stlfamilylaw.com.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.